This episode is brought to you by Mack Weldon. For 20% off your first order, please visit MackWeldon.com and use promo code CADCAST.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CADCAST episode number 587. I'm your host, GBD, here in Long Island, New York. And as always, we're joined by a man who loves to leak a speck or two, Wombat.
I don't even know what that means.
Leak a speck or two, Wombat.
I don't leak my speck. Sounds gross.
Leak? I'm not detecting any leak.
I'm not detecting any speck.
I'm not detecting you getting my Star Trek references.
No, I would not get your Star Trek references. Sorry.
Shipwreck doesn't either, apparently.
It sounded familiar, but I would have just not guessed Star Trek.
Right.
As far as I'm concerned, the only good space show that was on TV in the 60s is Lost in Space. Everything else is second.
Pretty great movie, too.
Oh, Matt LeBlanc's finest work.
Mm-hmm. Netflix show.
He played the robot, right?
Doesn't he always? It's a jab at Matt LeBlanc. What did he ever do to me?
Take that, Matt LeBlanc.
Right.
Knocking him down a peg.
All he did was entertain you for like 10 years for free.
Oh.
Right. And then there was a year of Joey.
I think I was on for more than a year.
No.
Yeah.
What were the other 9 years he was entertaining you?
Yeah.
Oh, Joey the Show.
Right.
Well, I knew he wasn't entertaining you with that just because you had your 10 years already.
Mm-hmm. For all accounts from other stories I've heard, he's apparently a very nice guy. So I take it all back, Matt LeBlanc. Good. You're welcome on the show anytime.
He's probably a big fan of yours and you hurt his feelings.
I know. And that's why I feel bad. Honestly, I feel guilty.
Good.
I'm going to put a turkey on my head and apologize.
Damn, this PC culture. You can't even make fun of Matt LeBlanc anymore.
Nope, not anymore.
Too guilty.
Thanks, Obama.
So how's everybody doing?
We're hanging in there. Do you start break tomorrow? Not you personally, but your son?
Yeah, I didn't know.
I was going to say, what is Cheapy taking a break from?
You know.
Taking a break.
Ping pong.
And from all his worries?
Sure can
help a lot.
Yeah, I thought it didn't start till Friday, so it kind of screwed up my plans a little bit. But that's what happens when you have kids.
Yes, it does.
All part of it.
Screw up your plans a little bit.
A little bit.
The boy's just coming with me to work tomorrow.
The less kids you have, the less they screw up your plans a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Although when they hit a certain age, like Sabrina made her own plans. Like she's not home right now. She won't be home until Friday. She's like, she just walks out the door. She's like, I'll see you Friday. And I go, all right.
What?
Yeah. I'll see you on Friday.
I'm sure that's what happened.
Yep. I said, okay, pack a change of underwear.
And she didn't bring anything?
No.
All right. Whew.
Of course she did. But yes, I know exactly where she is.
I know.
Don't be silly. But yes, wish me luck tomorrow. I'll be taking the boy to work.
Good luck.
Mm-hmm. On the train and everything.
Pretty exciting.
Ah, it is. If you were 8, you'd be excited.
Sorry, I just sipped hot tea on the microphone. That was a very Red Letter Media nerd crew move.
Mm.
Sorry about that. I just really wanted that tea.
Very cool.
We need a few more of those. It's been a while.
Mm-hmm. I'm surprised they didn't do one after the Star Wars trailer came out. But whatevs.
Oh, they did a different one, making fun of the Star Wars trailer.
Yeah. Did they? I didn't see it.
Uh-huh.
They've been disappointing me lately, so.
Are they more disappointing to you, or is Matt LeBlanc?
probably Red Letter Media.
Oh, wow.
Mm. Yeah.
Is it the Brie Larson thing?
That was part, but I feel like it's been, like, coming. Like, it's not like it just happened. I'm like, oh, look at that. Maybe there is a pattern here, but whatever.
Interesting.
I'm not them, so.
Are you saying the M in RLM stands for misogyny?
Yes. Real life misogyny.
Wow. You heard it here first.
The rabbit hole is getting deeper.
Who else do you hate, Wombat?
I hate everyone.
Who hasn't given Wombat a free game in the last 3 months?
I mean, honestly, at this point, I'm pretty much over everyone that's a human being. So
I saw you were depressed enough to go back and start playing Skyrim.
And that's really when you know I've hit rock bottom, is I've played like, I may have played 10 hours of Skyrim over the weekend. Just done.
I logged on and saw that you were playing Skyrim, mm-hmm. and I shook my head.
Yep, that's right. Where I'm at. When I've given up on society as a whole, I need to go and play a game where society is better. So Skyrim it is.
Skyrim, more like Cyrim.
Yeah, it is. It's literally like my Prozac. My version of Prozac is Skyrim. I'm like, okay, I'm
so just... So you started a new character?
Started a new character. Elliot Perfect. Helped me. Elliot designed the character. So I'm playing as Argonian, yeah. The lizard person.
Okay. Uh-huh.
He's got lots of horns and lots of face scars and some purple. So that's what happens when you ask your son to design your character. Oh, and he's also like gigantic, because you know how you could like adjust the musculature? This guy is as jacked.
Musculature.
Musculature. Musculature?
Musculature.
He's as jacked as a lizard man can get. So it's interesting. It's kind of funny to look at. But
jack me offer.
Mm-hmm. But I'm enjoying it again. Again.
I'm glad you finished Borderlands 2 so quickly.
Sometimes you just need to do what makes you happy. And if this is making me happy, I'm going to keep doing it.
We're not going to judge you.
A chipper judge.
A little bit. Just because you were so like gung-ho about getting into Borderlands 2 last week.
I know. I was into it. And then I was like, I can't deal with the universe right now. So I have to deal with something else. Not the universe of Borderlands, but the universe as a whole.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think there's a difference between judging you and making fun of you.
Is that what it is?
We're just making fun of you.
I understand. But yeah, so back to Skyrim it is. Maybe I'll stop playing it one day and then you'll know things have turned around. That probably will be sometime within the next, I don't know, 8 or 9 years. I'm hoping.
Good luck.
Mm-hmm.
Skyrim.
Huh, that's a good game. Game is good.
All right, let's do some show feedback before we all get more depressed.
Sure. Kane's Tim has to say, been a long time since I commented, so I just wanted to stop by and say that I listened to every episode, and you guys are still awesome. Thanks for helping making my commute a little better each week. Also, I'll never get tired of Wombat and Chip making fun of Cheapy matching against kids in table tennis. It's almost like I could see Wombat's sly smile through the speakers. Love it. So did you beat any children since the last show?
I think I lost the two children. Well, no, I mean, 18 is not a child.
No, that's not a child.
Nope. That is.
What about 12?
Okay, age to play against in table tennis.
Yep.
What about 12?
12
13,
is,
or 13, 13.
That is a child.
You saw those welts on my arm that I.
Not really. It really just looked like a picture of your arm. But if you say there are welts there, I'm not.
No, I mean, if you have to click on the picture, you have to click on it so it gets
and then
bigger,
zoom in.
You don't have to zoom in. You can see it pretty clearly.
Look, there's a welt.
Okay. I mean, I know you have an iPhone 4, but I'm just kidding. I know you have a better phone than I do.
I was gonna say my phone is brand new.
I know.
You jerk ass. Why don't you go sit on a bench some more?
I sat on that bench for 9 minutes today. It was a really good 9 minutes. I had to know exactly how much time
you need
I
to get a bird feeder, so at least you have something to watch while you're on the bench.
I don't. There's so many birds. I don't need a bird feeder.
There couldn't be
any more birds. They wake me up at, I don't know, whenever birds start chirping. That's
it's usually about 5 a.m. That's when the birds start.
It's pretty loud.
I like the birds.
It's fine. It wakes me up, but then I go back to sleep, and it's fine. Yeah. I like. It's better than construction sounds or
yeah,
fire
exactly.
trucks.
I don't know why you're going, oh, my life is so hard. I wake up to the sounds of birds.
Nobody complains.
Oh, the sounds of birds. Make them stop, oh, nature.
I'm just saying that I have it so good, I don't even need a bird feeder.
Your future is so bright, you got to wear shades.
I just bought more sunglasses today at Rite Aid. Buy one, get one free.
Oh, I thought you said you were going on tour with Timbuktu. I was going to be more impressed.
No. But I even got Ty his own pair of buy one, get one free sunglasses.
That's cool.
You know, that fashionable brand, Foster Grant.
Yeah, it is. It's a brand.
It's high end.
Mm-hmm.
I think 2 years ago.
I believe it is on the high end of the store. You know, it's on that spinning rack. It's you have to reach to grab them.
Uh-huh.
It's the high end.
I think either last year or 2 years ago, I bought 6 pairs of the same exact sunglasses. You know, because they're $20 each. Buy one, get one free.
That's $10 a pair, yes.
I'm gonna break or lose the sunglasses at some point. No matter what sunglasses I have. If they have a case or not, I'm going to lose or break. I'm going to sit on them wrong or something's going to happen. They're going to be messed up. So I might as well just get the cheap ones. And that way, when the inevitable happens, I'm just like, all right, just next pair. But I think I finally ran out of my my original 6. So we're stocked up now. It ends on like Sunday, I think. I just randomly walked in and I needed sunglasses and it happened to be buy one, get one free.
Nice.
That's when you know things are going your way, Wombat.
Yep. We got some Pride sunglasses in at work. I brought a couple of pairs of those home.
Sounds gay.
That's what they are, yes.
Get it?
Nope.
So. Oh. Are we to the part where you guys talk about TV shows?
Sure. What shows are you watching on the television?
Game of Thrones started up.
That sounds great. Are you a watcher of that show?
They made me sign up for HBO Now.
Who's they?
HBO.
Why did they make you?
No, actually, they didn't. My parents did.
His parents cut him off.
They cut me off. They they canceled their you know, they were paying like some ridiculous amount for cable, and I was like, with all these streaming services, I feel like you're just throwing your money away at that point. So it came back to bite me in the ass. Now I lost HBO. But, you know, it feels like it's worth it to get, at least for the run of Game of Thrones. And we can see how it goes. I watch a lot of stuff on HBO. John Oliver and Game of Thrones. John Oliver. Well, it's fine. It's good. So the first episode was like a big reunion. You're like, there's that guy, there's that dude.
That's nice.
Yeah, it was fun.
Everybody had fun in the episode?
Yeah, pretty much. Mostly about people having fun.
Good.
I don't know. If you guys don't watch this, it's kind of lame.
I don't watch it. Sorry. It's not that I wouldn't want to, and I know that I would probably like it. I just feel like it's too late and that ship has sailed.
It's not. Now I feel like you can catch up.
Maybe, there's also that part of me is like, maybe I just wait for it to end and then watch it. Then I don't have to wait for any of it, and I can just watch it all in a big clip.
But even, why don't you start that big clip right now, and then you can peek right, and you catch up, like right at the end. It would be so exciting.
Would it, though?
Yeah.
You can't download
you could
the
do
episodes,
it.
Though. I'd watch it on the train if I could, although I have a feeling it's probably inappropriate train watching. But
we would forgive you for this endeavor.
I'll have to figure this out.
Please investigate if
I will
possible.
I will investigate the
start a Indiegogo or one of those projects. This could be art.
Okay.
Couldn't you just get like a VR thing for your phone and watch it that way?
Yeah, join the Patreon, patreon.com/
right.
Wombat GOT for my
GOT
exclusive
marathon.
Episode by episode recap as I go through Game of Thrones from the beginning.
Wow. As someone who's never watched it before.
With no spoilers because I don't know what happens.
Right.
No, well,
every
you can
episode,
spoil.
No spoilers from the beginning.
Yeah.
No, that's dumb. That doesn't make any sense.
I don't know.
Wombat's like, yeah.
I honestly don't see how anyone would ever pay for that, but it sounds like fun.
I don't see how you would produce all that content.
I don't
and
either.
Watch the show. No, I can see
it would be like
maybe
a full,
watching the show.
It would be a full-time job, and I have one of those already. So,
I know. But you've managed to catch up to me playing some really long video games. So
yes.
I feel like if anybody could do this, it's you.
It really
you just
depends.
You need the motivation.
Mm-hmm.
And that motivation is dollar bills.
Yeah, that's usually my motivation. You know, that's why I live large.
And food.
Mm-hmm. I do like
dollar
food.
Bills or ribs. Or
do they do that on Patreon? Can you subscribe to five ribs a month?
You can start at your own website.
Ribs and wings yawn.
Ribrion.
I like ribs and wings. I want both. I can't have ribs every day. Ribs one day, wings the next.
I'm getting hungry. Stop it.
What else is going on, you jerks?
They dropped the new Star Wars trailer.
I watched it.
Disney.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I couldn't bring myself to watch it. I'm sorry.
It's fine.
It doesn't really tell you anything, so it's fine.
Yeah.
I honestly can't remember what is going on that there's still a Star War going.
Okay, so there's the three people that you know. Oh, no, uh-huh. Four now. I forgot. They added the other girl. Rose, right? That's her name? So there's four.
Yes.
So there's four people.
And some robots.
We love you, Rose.
Against the entire empire. First order. Yes.
Yes, the First Order. And their First Order is just looking for those four people.
It seems like a huge waste of resources, really.
Well, they're going to build a rebellion if they're not stopped now, because that's how rebellions start. They start by four people.
I feel like you could delegate this operation.
I don't know.
I'm not interested at all. I am.
I'm not going to lie. I'm interested.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm super interested. I just couldn't remember why they were still fighting.
Me neither. No, Chipwreck and I are both still into Star Wars, just because you are not.
I like the characters.
Anymore.
I like the...
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, I like Poe.
I like Poe, and I like Rey, and I like Finn. I like them very much.
Wait, okay.
I like
Poe. Who else do you
like? I like all three of them.
Yeah.
You like Finn?
Yes, I like Finn. Actually,
I'm okay with Finn.
Mm-hmm. Do you like his jokes with the? Never mind. I don't want to shit on Star Wars. I didn't watch the trailer, so I wouldn't shit on Star Wars.
Poe was the one joking.
What's that?
Poe. You're talking about Poe.
I think you're confusing Poe and Finn.
Yeah.
No, Poe is the girl.
No.
Poe's not. Oh, Poe's the guy. Rey is the girl.
Yes.
And Finn is the guy from who's the stormtrooper.
Yes. And Egon is the smart one.
I love Egon. He's my favorite.
Right. Michelangelo is the party dude.
Right. He's cool but rude.
That's
Raphael. Sorry.
Gosh, dang it. Let's get our character straight.
Oh, that song was written by the creator of The Big Bang Theory.
Well, he had something going for him.
He sure did. Sure did. Anyway.
So yeah, Star Wars trailer. It had Star Wars things going on.
It did. It had Star Wars things. It had music. It had Kylo Ren. I like Kylo Ren too.
Rise of Skywalker.
Mm-hmm.
I know Skywalker.
I clapped.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exciting stuff.
Disney announced Disney Plus, their new subscription service.
I clapped for that.
Yeah, that's a good value. They're like, they should just call their service Disney minus Netflix.
Yes.
That's what I did.
Disney suck at Netflix coming in November.
I already canceled Netflix.
You're ahead of the game. I haven't done that yet.
It hasn't even come out yet.
I know. I think that's getting a little ahead of yourself.
You know what did come out was the email telling me that they were raising the price of it.
I know.
Had the cancel button right in the email. So
I had it came up on the Xbox when I went to relaunch Netflix to see if there was anything we wanted to watch. And we didn't watch anything, mind you. And as soon as you launched, it said, just so you know, in the middle of May, your rates are going up. And I was like, are we sure we don't want to cancel it now? My wife's convinced that my son still wants it, but I don't think he does. So I don't know. Welcome to my house. I guess is where I'm going with this conversation. We watched Crazy Rich Asians instead on HBO.
It's good.
It is good. We like that movie very much. If you have a significant other and you're looking for a movie to watch together, I recommend Crazy Rich Asians.
Did the kids watch with you?
No.
We took Ty to see that in the theater.
I'm sure he loved it, but this was an adults-only experience.
He liked it, though.
I'm sure. I didn't. I don't.
Needed more karate for him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or Batman.
More Batman. Needs more Batman.
But he liked it.
Mm-hmm. That guy could play Batman.
Which guy?
Who can't?
The handsome guy.
Sure.
Handsome guy.
Did you hear the big news that Master Chief has been cast?
Yep, by Liev Schreiber's younger brother, I believe, is playing. I don't know his name. That's all I know.
I haven't looked yet. Let me see what Master Chief
Pablo.
Looks like.
Pablo.
That's Master Chief, this guy?
Yeah.
He looks like Adam Sandler.
He's a porn stash from Orange is the New Black.
Wow.
Yes.
Well, I like that character.
So, very funny. But whatever, he's going to wear a helmet the whole time.
Oh, yeah. You'll never get to see his face.
No, you'll never see his face. They got to do a Judge Dredd style where you never see his face.
That was a good movie. That is the last one.
Yep, you're gonna watch. Did you watch a trailer for The Boys? Speaking of Judge Dredd, same lead actor, some Carl Urban.
What's that about?
The Boys. It's based on the comic book. Oh, I can't. Why am I blanking? Is it Warren Ellis who wrote it? It's about the not superpowered people that basically keep the superheroes in check, and usually with lots of violence ensues. And the trailer is very adults only.
Where's that going to be on?
That's Amazon Prime.
I got that.
Mm-hmm. Someone who used to be an assistant when I was an agent is one of the executive producers of that TV show.
Nice, dude. How come he's there and you're not here?
She, first of all.
How come she's there and you're not with her?
She's very smart and was a network programmer for a few years, and now she has a TV show with Seth Rogen.
Wow.
Yep, good for her. Not me.
It's good for you too if you like the TV show.
It is, and I after I watched the trailer, I thought it was great. I actually, you know, left her a little Facebook note and said, nice. "The show looks great." She said, "Thank you," because that's what nice people do, I guess.
Right.
Mm-hmm. At Carl Kramer wrote in to let us know that DC Universe is coming to Xbox really soon. It was supposed to be this week.
I think it's next week. Next week.
Oh, next week. Okay, because I checked and it hadn't come in.
No, next week. I'm excited, though. I'm looking forward to that and Swamp Thing.
Yeah, because the one on Apple TV doesn't have surround sound, which is pretty weak.
Weak
sauce. And just is horrible in general. It's just maybe the worst app I've ever seen.
It's
a TV show.
It's fairly mediocre on the Fire as well. But
just can't find anything. Like, well, I'm watching one show now on this app. Mm-hmm. How come it's just not on the right there when I open the app?
It should be the first thing you see.
Right? It's ridiculous.
By the way, tell me Doom Patrol isn't the best show on TV or whatever.
It's
whatever you're watching it on.
Yeah, it's really great.
It's such a great show. It's so much better than it has any right to be.
It's so weird that you can't believe it got made.
Yeah, and did you watch the episode, the most recent one with all the Janes?
Yes.
Yeah, that was messed up.
It was crazy. They're all crazy.
Well, yeah.
I mean, all the episodes.
Yes, and all the Janes.
And all the Janes. Ba-dum-boom. Mm. All right, let's, where are we here? Good.
It's new releases, I think, right?
Good. Yeah.
Good.
Yep.
Good. Perfect timing.
Yes,
new releases.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody put these here? Because I didn't.
I did.
Nice. Thank you, Shipwreck.
Yes. They're right here on the clutch. Outline.
Beautiful.
Has anybody played World War Z yet? I know we got codes.
Yes.
I did.
We all have it, and I played some yesterday.
Good. I downloaded it. I did not have time to play it yet.
I played around last night. It's very similar to Left 4 Dead.
Mm-hmm.
It's you and three other people. You play online. It's, you know, short-ish levels. There's four of them. And you and these four people have to survive from one checkpoint to the final checkpoint. And that's basically it. Like, that's the nutshell version.
So no zombies, you're saying?
And there's lots of zombies.
Okay.
Zombie
floods. So it's you and three other people shooting as many zombies as you can.
They run fast.
Yeah. Because it's those World War Z zombies. They're not called zombies. They have a different name, but yeah, they're zombies.
Z's, they call them, I think.
Yeah. So.
Get those Z's.
I wonder what that stands for.
It stands for...
Z's.
Zankensteins. You got to stop all those Zankensteins.
No, I was... To me, it seemed like the game has potential.
Yeah, it does. I agree.
I wasn't sure. I thought this is, I didn't realize this is a $40 game. I thought that, I feel like if they put this game out for either free to play or a low price and put in some of those mechanics, they could do a lot better because I don't know. It seems like that type of game to me, and it could like become sort of viral. You see, like, you know, it looks pretty cool to see all those zombies coming at you, and if people could get really good at it and, you know, not get hit, I think that would be something cool to watch. Maybe. I don't know. And price helps.
Did you finish your level or finish a level or two when you were playing?
No. People, I had a problem with a guy team killing.
Really?
Yeah, and there was no way to kick him.
Wow.
I reported him, though, to Xbox Central Command.
That's lame. Who buys a game like this where all you could do is play online co-op and then...
Right. Just start shooting me.
Then just start shooting
me. And he didn't stop either. Like, he's persistent.
That's stupid.
It was stupid. He was 10. He was like 10. You know, he was yelling into the mic. It's good. That experience wasn't that great. But, you know, you can't blame the game for that.
No.
Right away. I mean, they can.
You should be able to boot someone, though.
But yeah, like to have a vote. It's, you know, these games have growing pains. I feel like there's a lot of potential, though, for this game. And once it gets even like a little more, another level of polish, if they continue to update it, I think it could be something like, you know, pretty special, but, you know, we'll see.
Maybe the three of us will find time to play together, since we all have it.
Yeah, it's fun.
I'd like that.
Mm-hmm. It's hard.
Yeah, it is hard.
A good movie game.
Yeah.
I like these movie tie-in games.
Exactly. I like movie tie-in games for movies that I don't even remember when they came out.
Right.
Actually, sometimes that's better for the game.
Yeah, no, I have no problem with that. I'm perfectly fine with that.
I'm like, that's usually better for the game, actually.
Right.
Yeah.
My Time at Portia came out. Or is it Portia? I don't know how to say that game name.
I think
name.
It's Portia.
I would say Portia.
I said Portia.
You'd be wrong.
Could be. It's Porsche. You pronounce it Porsche. My Time at Porsche.
Do you have this game?
I don't. Oh, because... Okay. So it's a like a Harvest Moon type affair, farming type thing. And... I just finished Farm Together last night.
I saw the screenshot. So what does that mean? You're retiring from games now?
It means I can play something else.
Congratulations. Thank you for your service.
Right. Yeah. So I got all 1,000 achievement points in that. So we still have to get through.
So does that mean like you and your wife are going to find new people now and settle down in different homes? Is that how it works?
Well, we still have to finish her farm off.
Oh,
she's a little bit further behind.
Like you say, we still have to finish raising the children.
Yeah, that too. staying together. But yeah, that game. I found out too when I was searching around to see if the game like kept track of how many hours I played, which I don't think it does. Like that's not like a. That's a game by game basis now, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But they did add split screen co-op now to that game.
Mm-hmm.
So I know people were interested in it before, but did not want to buy a separate Xbox for it.
Now you don't.
Now you don't need to. So that game's really good. Farm Together is really good.
Well, now that they have split screen, maybe it is something that I look into. Play with Sabrina.
Yeah, it's a very fun, cute, low impact game. So I look forward to playing My Time at Porsche, but maybe a little bit down the road here. I don't think I need to jump right into it right at the moment. There was an Earth Defense Force game that came out too, Iron Rain.
Yep.
I didn't realize they were still making Earth Defense Force games. I thought the last one was like they said was the last one, but
apparently they are, and it's $60. So
right, yeah. The games are cheap to make, and why not crank them out and charge $60?
$60. Like remember, I thought these used to come out for like $20. Wasn't that a thing?
No, not that cheap. Oh yeah, maybe you're right. Actually,
back a generation ago.
Yeah, like a generation ago, like they'd put one of these things out and it'd be like $20.
Could be right about that.
Yeah, that's another game I would like to play, but not for $60.
It does look pretty cool. I'm looking at the screenshots, and there's a player in a basically it looks like a Blue Beetle costume, and he's flying in the air and has a big gun, and he's fighting a mech and spy and ants.
Yeah, that seems all right.
A giant mech and ants. Yeah, it looks pretty cool. But $60. Where's our review codes on that?
I don't know. Did Wombat forget to pretty much unask for this?
It has, it has five.
I got you guys a game this week, so I don't want to hear it.
Mm-hmm. I'm waiting for you to deliver on Dead Biker Guys.
That's next week. Isn't that next week?
Could be.
Yeah. So relax.
Nobody knows when that is.
Relax.
Nobody will ever know.
Can you play as an ant now? It looks like you can play as an ant. He's like wearing a backpack.
I don't know.
In Earth Defense Force now.
I believe you. If anyone out there works for the Earth Defense Force game company, Shipwreck would like one. Is that, there you go. Is that what, did that help?
$60 seems like a lot. Pretty unless much. It's supposed to be really,
please send Shipwreck your codes. He wants
the review on PlayStation is very high, 4.5 stars and 100 reviews. I mean, it has a 69 on Metacritic.
That seems fine for this game.
Yeah,
seems perfect.
Pretty much where it always
right. Is. That's right where its wheelhouse is.
Yeah. Forbes didn't care for it. Okay,
they didn't.
No, they did. They gave it an 80.
Oh, okay.
Or Metacritic gave it an 80 after reading Forbes' review. I don't know how they.
Well, Metacritic liked Forbes' review of it.
Yep,
that's how that works, right?
Oh. Yeah, pretty much. I would check that out. That would be a lot of fun. What else we got this week?
Shadowgate for PS4? What is this rendition?
I don't know. I want to see, though. $20.
Right.
We're all clicking now and cutting and pasting.
Yeah, pretty much.
Who's first?
Right.
Oh, I'm in there.
Doing our research. 9 out of 10.
A reimagined remake of the original Shadowgate.
Really?
Hmm. Yeah.
Huh. Very positive reviews on Steam.
Huh.
Yeah, I'm looking at
the graphics. Oh, it looks cool.
Yeah.
I don't think I played this.
Look at that.
Did I?
That is interesting.
Doesn't look familiar to me.
I played the 8-bit version, I should say. That I've played. The Nintendo one? I played it on the Nintendo. Thank you.
Yeah, I played it on Nintendo as well.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I want this.
I also played some of it, the 64 version too.
That I never played, only on the NES. I remember renting it. This was a rental game for me.
Which game? Sorry.
The Shadowgate.
Oh, okay. Shadowgate. I thought you moved on. I started watching a Shadowgate trailer and it was yelling at me.
Gotcha.
we moved on to Greco's Hall of Kanji, Learn Japanese Beginner for Switch.
Greco, who's Greco and how does he know kanji so well? Doesn't sound like a Japanese.
I believe it's Richard Grieco from 21 Jump Street.
Oh, you're right. I did pronounce that incorrectly.
Interesting.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, can you read that second Switch game for us, Cheapy?
Ayakashi Koi Gikyoku Forbidden Romance with Mysterious Spirit.
Is there any other kind of spirit?
$25. You didn't make any of these games this week, right?
You didn't make a Dark Room? How about Doggy Ninja, The Golden Mission?
Box-A-Line is also real.
Back to bed.
Box.
Back to bed.
Back to bed.
It's my kind of game.
Invisiballs.
Mm-hmm.
Tanks meet zombies.
Right. Sometimes I get Invisiballs when I exercise.
Way of the Passive Fist.
Now that I know what that game is. That's actually a legitimate game.
Mm. Doesn't that just mean masturbating?
Yes, that's what that game's about. Yeah, no. There's three different buckets that Switch games fall into. It's the we made this, the very small bucket of we made this exclusively for Switch, intended for Switch.
Right.
That's the Nintendo Labo Toy-Con 04 VR kit.
Right. Perhaps the most ridiculous game of all.
Right. Almost. And then you have all of these just random words. And then you have the indie games that have been released on everything else that are now on Switch.
Right.
Also, Final Fantasy X and X-2, or however you pronounce that Final Fantasy game.
I'm good.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
GP liked those games.
Final Fantasy?
Didn't you play X?
Oh, X-1. Oh, that's the one. Yeah, I didn't. Yeah, it's the one I played and got to the end and then almost cried because I couldn't beat Sin. Because even though I played over 100 hours of it, then I bought a Game Genie, and then I beat Sin. No problem.
The rest was history. Yeah.
Yeah. And I didn't fuck around with Blitzball too much because it was dumb. And then I said I don't need to play Final Fantasy anymore. I did my time. I learned it. I'm done. Thank you.
Have you looked into this Weedcraft Inc. game for PC?
Yeah, I did. And I heard it's been having a really tough time market itself.
Is that English?
What? Market itself? It's having a tough time market. It's having, well, marketing itself. Yeah. Isn't that what I said?
Not quite, but okay.
Oh. I forgot what the specifics were, but I remember there was quite a fuss that they were running into some roadblocks trying to publicize their game. And they thought that it was pretty weird that you can publicize, you know, people, any game that people are getting their heads blown off in, but a game about the business side of weed is, you know, and it's a simulation sim type game, somehow really controversial and must be shunned. So I think it's supposed to be pretty good though. Let me see. Did anyone look on the Metacritics? 68. Wow, we're seeing a lot of 68s and 69s and such. Dude. I haven't played it though. I don't know if I'd like those sim games anymore.
Yeah, not sure.
I would check. For $15, though, I would check it out. That's my price where I will buy a game, and if I play it for an hour or two, I feel like I got my money's worth. So, people seem to like it. Anything else?
I think that's all the new releases. There was a lot this week.
All right, then. Very good. All right, now it's time to talk about Mack Weldon. Do you know what Mack Weldon is, Wombat? Did you forget?
Not only do I know what Mack Weldon is, I'm wearing them right now. Nothing comes between me and my Mack Weldon.
Uh-huh. Well, Mack Weldon is a premium men's essential brand that believes in smart design and premium fabrics. Their mission is simple: to make sure all your basics and beyond are smartly designed. And shopping for them is easy and convenient. They have a great website. I recently had to use the website because I enjoyed these Ace sweatpants that they sent us to check out. I enjoyed them so much. I was basically wearing them every day. And I said, this, you know, is a problem. People are going to see me wearing the same pair of pants every day. I should probably just order another pair of Ace sweatpants. So I did. I got them. I have them in black and now in green. And these are fantastic pants. I have to highly recommend them.
You know, it's funny. I don't have the Ace sweatpants, but I do have the Radius pants, which I also wear. I wear those. Those are like my weekend pants. I'm very fond of them. That's how I would say. That's what I would say.
Those are a little fancier, though.
They're a little fancier. I like them, though, but they're still comfortable.
Super comfortable.
Yeah. Yes. There's a good chance I may even like try to finagle my way to wear those to Passover Seder and be like, look, I'm wearing fancy pants.
Those are fancy enough for Passover
Seder. But they're also super comfortable pants.
Let me click and make sure of that.
So when you're sitting...
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, so sitting at a Seder for 3 hours, you want to be comfortable, but you also have to look your best. Otherwise, you know, it's an affront. So right. I will have my Radius pants, and I will be both comfortable and fashionable at the same time, and I won't get yelled at by my aunt.
Right.
You know what the trick is to pulling off that look, right? It's the belt. You got to wear a belt.
Right.
You got to wear the belt with them. If there's no belt... if there's no belt, you're wearing sweatpants, but these have belt loops on them. So if you add the belt to it...
Yes.
Nobody's going to say, hey, those are sweatpants, because you can just point right to the belt.
Right. And you don't even need to point. They'll see it, and they'll be like... It'll never even cross their mind that those are sweatpants, probably. They'll be like, oh, fancy pants.
Do you think we're the only people doing a Mack Weldon ad that have brought up Passover?
It's possible.
Hmm.
I was all excited because I went to the new Hudson Yards, you know, about that one.
Yes,
I'm
familiar,
The new fancy pants malls.
Yeah, there's a Mack Weldon store.
I know. I saw it. I walked by it, and I was wearing, of course, like I told you, I wear these pants every day. I, of course, was wearing my Mack Weldon pants, and I was with my friends who were sightseeing. And I was like, look, guys. And I was like all big. I was like, look, they're my sponsor. You know, they sent me pants. And look, there's a store in this fancy mall. And they were very impressed with me. which was even more important than being impressed with the pants.
I agree.
Did you give them any coupon codes?
Well, I did actually. I did the ad for them right on the spot, and they were even more impressed with my professionalism and my humble nature.
And that coupon code, for those who don't know, is CADCAST. You can get 20% off your first order by visiting macweldon.com and entering the promo code CADCAST. That's 20% off your first order, which is amazing.
I literally use that code to buy these pants that I'm wearing right now and enjoying. I have a nice picture of me wearing these pants. Maybe I'll tweet it out. I look like a real young street guy. I think you would be very impressed with how hip I look. All right, let's move on to Wombat's awesome Apex Assault and news and multi-platforming. I'm sort of really losing favor with Apex. And I saw this article on Polygon, and the headline is Apex Legends has lost its huge momentum. And I saw the headline and I was like, yeah, like nodding, because I feel like they haven't really done a lot to keep people interested in the game. Like that they made a battle pass that was really boring and overpriced. And that seemed to be the general consensus. And you'd think they would do something to rectify that. But apparently they haven't really been doing anything. And that's what this article was talking about. But I don't know that this article mentions any facts that there are less people playing. They talk about, I guess, less people watching on Twitch, which they can, you know, you can measure that. But yeah, I feel like EA is not doing a good job on staying on top of Respawn to pump out the content.
No, I mean, I haven't played that game in a while. And it's not that I don't like the game. I just haven't had a reason to play it.
Yeah. The Battle Pass thing, really, I feel like
it's a disaster, I know that hurt you.
I mean, what the hell? It's my fault. Like, I'm not blaming them because it's easy to find out in 2019, you're not buying anything blind anymore. You know, you can read about pretty much everything and learn all about it. But, you know, I spent the money anyway and just like, ugh, I'm earning.
But yeah, counters. Apex Legend right now on Twitch.tv, I mean, it's not... It's definitely not number one. That's for sure. It's down to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
How many people?
8. Yep. 27,000. I mean, it's a respectable number, but it's not the 186,000 that's watching Fortnite or the 182,000 watching Grand Theft Auto 5 for whatever reason. League of Legends sitting pretty at 102,000. And then it drops down to Super Smash Brothers at 65.
I don't know what this is, like how important this metric is.
I don't know if it's necessarily.
It's a metric.
It's a metric that we could quantify live, and it's the only one we can.
Yep.
So that's what you get.
Until we get a subscription to
NPD.
NPD, right. The company that I drive by all the time that I suddenly can't remember its name. Yeah.
And Anthem doesn't even make the list.
I bought a second copy of that this week, though.
$20.
Yeah, $20. Couldn't pass that up.
There are more people watching The Legend of Zelda, A Link to the Past.
Oops. I was telling somebody about that.
Then again, there's only 800 people watching Skyrim, so really.
How many would you expect to be watching?
I have no idea. I bet if I was playing right now, it'd be
810.
It'd be like 810. I was going to say 802, but fine. 810, I'll take your compliment. No,
I'm giving you a lot of credit. Yeah.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, anytime. What else we got here in multi-platforming and Wombat's awesome Apex Assault?
What else we got? We got... sorry, I was on the Twitch stream.
On your foot.
Yeah, I had to close out.
Wombat was watching Skyrim on Twitch. I was
like, ooh, this guy's good.
Right.
He's playing as a Khajiit. Capcom Home Arcade. Are you familiar with the Capcom Home Arcade?
No, not really. I'm going to click on it. I haven't been like...
This is actually kind of the thing you were talking about with what they should do with these plug-and-plays and make them as more of a collectible than a thing.
Oh, look at that.
Because when I look at it, I look at it as this is something that someone who has too much money would buy to just showcase in their house.
Right.
That's what this looks like to me.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. I never even looked at a picture of it before.
So to describe it, it's a two-player arcade stick that's just in the shape of the Capcom logo.
And it has some games on it.
I'm 16 games.
I was going to say, not that many.
Plug and play. Well, so the thing is around, I don't think the price has been announced for the US yet, but in Europe, it's like
$250?
Equivalent of $250.
Yeah, it's not cheap.
So it's curious to see what's in this thing and.
Fancy joysticks or what's in it.
Well, yeah, it's got the Sanwa stuff in it. But the hardware inside, as far as the computer and everything, what's in there and how easy it is to mod and get something like MAME up and running on it is what makes this more interesting than just being able to play 16 Capcom games.
By the way, like one version of Street Fighter?
That's all they made, right?
Right, I think pretty sure one and done on that one, yeah?
Yeah.
It's Street Fighter 2 Hyper Fighting. That's Puzzle Fighter, sorry.
They should have every version
of Street
Fighter.
Shouldn't every game on this also be a two-player game? I mean, nothing against Ghouls and Ghosts and Strider, but...
Right. Oh, it's two players. You just take turns.
Yeah, exactly. Right. But you got the fancy double joystick. Every game on it should require the double joystick.
Or at least have a lot of them. I mean, 16 is not... You can't have a lot... You don't have a lot of anything.
Yeah. If this had all, like, the licensed games on it, that came out in the arcade or something like that, you know?
No, it's bad.
Yeah. Can you imagine how big this controller would be if it was Marvel versus Capcom?
or it was a four-player for the Simpsons game? No, that wasn't Capcom.
That would be weird if it said Capcom and it was a Konami
game. I'm like, as I was saying it, I knew I was wrong. So cut me some slack. Leave me alone.
No, I wouldn't buy this.
It's all going to be what's on the inside of this thing, whether it's attractive to people or not, I think.
Was that Captain America in the Avengers game, Capcom?
Captain America in the Avengers might have been Data East. The world will never know.
Yeah. Nope. I don't feel like typing. Google it, I'm sure, but yeah.
My hand's tired.
It's okay.
I'm going to shake it out.
It's okay.
All right, let's move on to Microsoft. There was some big Microsoft news this week. Xbox One S, all digital edition.
The Xbox One SAD.
SAD E.
By the way, it was Data East.
It was Data East. Okay. Yeah. I believe you.
Yeah,
I believed you the first time.
I was just double checking myself.
I wasn't confident in my response. So. Yep.
You guys were on to Microsoft's big achievement.
The SAD.
E.
It's the SAD edition.
Oh. All digital? Yeah. You don't like the edition?
Yeah.
SAD edition. Got it.
It's the Xbox One is all digital.
Yeah.
Yep. It's the Xbox One SAD edition.
So people, the general consensus
is that's how you say her name.
Sade? Xbox One Sade?
It's the Xbox One Sade.
You know, without a disk drive, I hear that this thing is a very smooth operator.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy. This thing, it has no business being like...
yes, but playing it when you know you shouldn't be is the sweetest taboo.
Right, right. I've opened up a box here.
Oh, you have no idea.
Luckily, you only probably know two of her songs.
Right, I'm out of Sade songs.
Right, stop looking them up, Wombat.
Right,
I wouldn't, because that takes all the fun out of it.
Right. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, can we talk about this console?
I think some people are going to really like it. It will be no ordinary love, but they're really going to like it.
Uh huh.
Uh huh.
Is this thing on? Hello.
So yep. I'm looking at the picture. It looks just like a regular Xbox.
That's because it is.
Yeah, it is.
Without a disk drive.
They could, for all I know, they just made a new front to this thing so that you can't stick a disc in it.
Yeah.
The disc drive could still be in there.
Or like the hole where the disc drive goes, I guess, would be inside there. It's very weird. It's exactly what we said wouldn't happen. Well, it shouldn't.
Logically, this thing should not
look the same.
It's because they don't have any faith in this thing is the problem. Because they didn't go out... they could have gone out and bought new tooling and made this thing an actual product, like something that they were pushing, where it was much smaller. They could have made it attractive, like more than one reason to buy it, like any reason. Like if they made it smaller, that's a reason right. to buy this thing. There's no reason to buy this thing currently. Because what they did was like somebody went, hey, we're thinking we need something to test the digital market, like an all digital version of this. And maybe our margins could be better on the 1S. Like, is there anything we could take out? And they're like, oh, I guess we could take out the disk drive. And then they find out that, oh, that doesn't cost very much. And then they look at the tooling cost for like coming up with a whole new
design.
They went, nah, let's just take it out and go with it. Let's roll with it. We'll price it lower at Christmas. Maybe we constrain the supply of the normal 1S's. So this is the only thing people can buy. Mm-hmm. It'll be fine.
Yeah, probably they might be right.
It's very weird. It's a weird thing to do this way. It's also surprisingly expensive at launch, but
that's the only thing that could be beneficial to this, right? Is that if it came in like at an absurdly cheap price, but it can't because all they did was take the disk drive out.
Yeah. Like if this was like $150, then it's like, wow, that's pretty crazy. But no, right. It's neither cheap nor smaller. It's just I don't know.
Didn't we make predictions about this like a couple of months ago?
Yeah, we thought it would be smaller.
We thought it would be smaller and less expensive, and it is neither of those things. So we were...
I believe I said that I didn't think it would be significantly smaller.
Well, aren't you the Nostradamus of Sade?
Do you hear this sound? I'm patting myself on the back.
We're so proud of you. You have no idea.
Can you pat yourself on the back?
I can't pat myself on the anything.
But it also comes with three games. It comes with Forza Horizon 3, Minecraft, and Sea of Thieves.
Good for them.
It comes with games that you could get on Game Pass.
Game Pass.
Ah, but you also get it at Game Pass for a discount, $1 for 3 months.
What? Great.
Well, no, I'm sure the idea is come Christmas time, you can...
There was a sale today. You could get an Xbox One S with... like Battlefield or whatever for $200.
Less than that. Right. It was like $189.
Like $179, $180, something like that. Yeah. There was a sale today where you could get a 1X for $300 with a game.
I'm sure the idea is that you can blow these out at the end of the year.
I'm sure the idea is but that it's they not can blow me with this terrible deal.
It's not going to get that cheap. For you. Like if they're coming in at $250, they're thinking maybe $179 by Christmas.
But they can throw in a lot of games. Or something. Xbox Live.
I mean, it's all just codes, right?
They don't want to throw in Xbox Live, but games, sure. As long as they want to move boxes so they get people to sign up for Xbox Live and Game Pass like as soon as possible. Once you get people locked in on that, like the sooner the better.
But this isn't going to do that. This doesn't move the needle at all.
No. It would have to be that, you know, come later this year with some like crazy bundle that they put out, but... like you said, there's nothing really exciting about it. It's just has less features than the other one. There's no real upside. There is no upside. Forget about real upside. What's the upside? You're limited that you can't use discs?
It's more expensive?
Yeah, it's weird. I was not expecting it to look exactly the same. So I really should take back my back padding. That's pretty weak. At least give it a cup holder. Something or like a racing stripes, vents, some extra vents,
a big glass dome on the top,
speed holes.
I really believe that there is a smaller version of this that has been designed, and they got to the point where they crunched the numbers and saw how expensive it would be to get that up and manufactured, and it just didn't make sense, and they just went just put it out like it is.
That seems like a pretty obvious thing to see. Like, I'm not an engineer, and I realize that. It's pretty weird. Oh, well. Let's move on to Sony.
The same time that was getting announced, pretty much.
Yeah, Wired got some scoop about the PlayStation 5. I have to admit that I haven't really read much on this.
You don't need to. It's at this point, like the main takeaway that you could, I guess, believe in is that it will be backwards compatible with PS4.
Right.
Other than that, they loaded up Spider-Man, and it what took 15 seconds to load on a PS4 takes 0.8 seconds to load on a PS5.
It's got that solid state SSD drive.
Yeah, how big is that going to be, though?
It's going to hold one half of a game.
Right. Okay, good.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I didn't really look into this, because, I don't know, we're going to E3. I'll learn about it then. I don't want to waste my time. You know?
No, you won't learn about it at E3. It'll be E3 next year. Sony's not at E3 this year.
Oh, right. What the hell? Why am I even going? I'm just going to see Ship.
Yep.
Hang out. Thorbon. Not Wombat.
No. You told me not to go.
Of Wombat.
You said you were very clear in saying, I don't like you. Please don't go.
Don't come. Please don't go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It also can support something in 8K.
Probably streaming video. I mean, games will barely run on 4K on PlayStation anyway. PlayStation 4, they're not running in 4K, really. Are they? I don't think so.
I don't know. How's your 8K TV treating you?
I'm a few K short, I gotta admit. Quite a few.
Yeah, it's real. Like, it's good that, like, that's why I'm saying the one takeaway that I see that's like a promise that means anything is that the PS4 games will work and PSVR will also work.
Right. That is good. That's good to see. It is cool that PlayStation is really supporting VR and gives people a unique experience that they can't get anywhere else, really, at that price point. It's cool that it exists. I mean,
I do like this dig from Cerny on Microsoft, where he's talking about how this is like a special SSD, and he says, I have an SSD in my laptop, and when I want to change from Excel to Word, I can wait 15 seconds. So
nice.
Yeah, they've got.
I'm trying to find it.
They've got the better SSDs, which are good. I would expect, like, that's the thing about it. It's like every generation, you expect loading times to be better. Right? That's a thing that happens every generation. And until the games mature and take up more of what the console can do, and then the loading times get bad again.
It's cyclical.
Right.
Just look at Anthem. Everyone complained about those loading times. End of cycle. Because it takes full advantage of what the console can do.
So I'm
maybe not.
I am very much looking forward to they didn't even announce the name of it. So whatever they're going to call this next PlayStation.
Probably the PlayStation 5.
We can never guess. No one can ever guess. Don't even bother.
There's one rule. Always remember, nothing exists until you can hold it in your hands.
Oh, I mean, obviously they're making a PlayStation
5. I know. Yes. I just mean like anything you're reading about it or hearing about it, it doesn't matter because nothing exists until you can hold it in your hands.
But aren't they talking about this article saying that this might be the last console that you buy because everything's going to be sort of.
They said that about this generation.
They've been saying that for 15 years.
But eventually it's going to happen, right?
I guess.
No.
That's not.
When we're dead, that'll be the last one I buy is right before I die.
right before.
I remember when my parents bought that 29-inch Sony Trinitron TV when was 13 years old. Wow. And thinking, this is as good as a television's ever going to get. And that thing is, do you put a 27-inch. I thought it was the largest screen a human being could have in their house.
Your parents really like TV, I guess, because those were very expensive back in the day.
The 27. My father won it in a golf tournament.
I was going to say, this is a high end right there.
If you must know, he won it in a golf. I remember that too. Nice. I remember that very vividly.
Talented man.
Yes. And yeah, and I was like, this is it. This is as good as TVs are getting. They're just going to stop making new TVs. Mm-hmm. And now if you put that thing in my living room, I'd probably say, get that piece of garbage out of my house.
Right. You could even move it.
Boys, yeah, exactly. So I would need the forklift to get it out.
How's your golf game, Wombat?
Mine is terrible, but my father's is still very good.
I was trying to picture it. Like, yeah, like I was.
No, he tried to teach me golf and it just never stuck.
Okay.
I know. He's very good. He's an award-winning golfer.
Yeah.
That's how we got most things in my house growing up, was my father would win them in golf tournaments. That's cool. Yeah.
That's great.
Damn. That's how we had three TVs from golf tournaments. We got phones. I remember he won a bunch of phones once.
It's weird that you guys didn't share that together. And
it wasn't his fault. He tried. Hmm. It just wasn't one of those things that. And I, honestly, it was around not long after that I was just went to college and wasn't around anymore. So there's reasons, but still. Huh. I know.
Sad. Think about it.
I know.
You better go back and play some Skyrim before bed.
I should go play some Skyrim. If I played golf instead, maybe I'd get more TVs. Mm-hmm. Oddly enough, the TV he has now in his house. See? He won in a golf tournament.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
See?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Next time I see you, I'll wear one of the jackets that I recently got from him because he won them in a golf tournament and didn't like them.
Are there any kids in those golf tournaments?
No, and just, you know, he also offers the kids all the time. I'll teach them how to play. Like, I'm sure you will.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Is it a green jacket by any chance?
Is your dad
Tiger Woods?
No. My dad is Tiger Woods.
Golf is a good skill to have for like networking purposes.
It is. Yeah. Well, that's why he started in the 80s when that was like a thing.
Yeah. I wish I was good. It's hard.
Yeah. It is. I am not good.
It has not captured my imagination, nor has it sparked joy. Yeah. So.
I used to have a set of golf clubs somewhere. I don't even know where they are anymore.
I think we're towards the end of the show here.
When we start talking about my dad's golf game, yeah, we're near the end of the show.
Well, we're getting tired. Let's do one keg bag question. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
It's actually a comment. Well, it's sort of a question. And a few people wrote in about it, or at least let us know on Twitter. At 1MM Group writes in and says, what's the gang's thoughts on Iron Man being in front of Spider-Man on Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3's cover art?
Wolverine is in front of both of them.
Well, this is
That's a good thought to have.
Yeah.
Well, he's short, so he has to be in front.
Is that what it is? It's like school rules.
Actually,
shortest in the front, tallest in the back.
Yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen the cover. Let me look.
It's got Groot and the Hulk in the back. I'm not even looking. I'm assuming.
Here it is. Nintendo Switch. Visit the website. This is a horrible picture.
You having fun?
No. I can't even see Wolverine. It only has the top half of the box.
Oh. I
hate the internet. Mm-hmm. It's the worst. SEO and all this stuff.
The more interesting things about it, and I think this might even be interesting to Shipwreck as well, is that on the cover, it has Miles Morales and Spider-Gwen.
Sure, I like them.
I don't remember them ever being announced as being in the game, so it has three Spider-People in it, so I think that's kind of cool. Minimal.
That's more than Iron Men that are on the cover.
Exactly. I only see one Iron Man. I don't see Iron Heart on the cover, so.
I don't see War Machine.
Nope. I did not see War Machine either. Although I wouldn't be surprised if War Machine was
in. Oh, yeah, sure.
But,
I don't know. It's kind of... You have to look closely at the cover to realize that Iron Man's hand isn't going between Spider-Man's legs. That's a little bit weird, but...
Oh, they're close.
Yeah.
So where does Wolverine rank? That's what I want to know. On the pyramid of superheroes...
He was pretty popular in the early 90s.
Is Wolverine, is he the top triangle on
not
the top
anymore.
Of the
pyramid? Oh, you mean on the tiers?
Yeah. Where does Wolverine rank?
Still top.
He's still top tier.
He's not in that
very like pinnacle that is the Batman, Superman, Spider-Man.
Okay, Trinity. So he's not. He's in that tier below.
Yeah.
Like the A-.
Yeah.
With Iron Man.
A-.
Yeah.
A minus. Yeah. It's, trust me, there's nothing wrong with being in the A minus tier of superheroes. Right.
How much how much money do you think Logan made worldwide?
Exactly.
I'm looking at it right now. How much do you think?
Oh, I think worldwide Logan made $600 million.
619 to be exact. It's a good guess, Wombat.
Thank you. It's not my first day.
Yeah. Nice work. How much do you think it cost to make?
That movie cost
125.
I was gonna say 115. So
97 estimated, yeah. Of course.
It's in the wheelhouse. I'll put that in the wheelhouse.
So, yeah. Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3. It's got a whole bunch of Marvel.
I want it to be very good, but I don't know if there's a reason why I would need to pre-order that game.
Right. You should pre-order.
What if they gave you a different Iron Man suit?
If it came with like get these characters, like, is there going to be any DLC for this game where they're not doing DLC right there? I don't know.
There will be DLC.
Oh, you gave me the box art.
I'm sure.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But it's going to be, that's right, this is published by Nintendo, so it'll never be on any other console, no matter what, right?
Right.
Is that why Deadpool's so small?
Maybe. I'm just surprised that this game is still a Switch exclusive. Like, that's still boggling my mind, but whatever.
Well.
Is what it is.
Did Microsoft ever get a Marvel game? I can't even remember now.
No.
They haven't announced theirs yet, right?
Right. They'll probably get one, right? They have to.
Whatever happened to that Square Enix one?
I don't think that's ever happening. Cool. So that's what I think.
Cool logo, though.
Mm-hmm.
All right, then. All right. Well, I think we're at the show's end. I'd like to thank everybody for listening. I'd like to remind everybody to get 20% off your first order at Mack Weldon. Please visit MackWeldon.com and use promo code CAGCAST. Get them pants. Please. Of course, I'll remind you to follow us on Twitter at GPD, at New Wombat, at Shipwreck, at Video Game Deals. Shout out to Tire John, who's very tired working on the new CAG site. Big progress is being made.
Hopefully. You still have a website?
Hopefully some big announcements soon, Wombat. Stand by.
Excited.
Beta announcements. And shout out to Thorbond, who's doing a great job, of course, at Video Game Deals. I just saw that he had posted that article. Oh, we never talked about that. GameStop's new program where they'll take a trade-in for a game, specific games. If you return it within 48 hours, they'll give you full credit back.
That's crazy.
That won't last long.
Nope. Well, it's only on specific games.
That won't last long.
Right. They're pretty desperate, though, as you know. They had a very bad quarter.
That's not a winning formula.
Have you been in the GameStop in Herald Square recently?
No. That's the one that's mostly, I think, Geek, though, isn't it?
But when did that happen? I don't even remember that store having a basement when I had been in there last.
It always had a basement.
But customers could go into? Or was it just for the employees?
Nope. It always had the basement that customers could go into.
And what was in there back in the day?
Just different games. I remember I used to go and stop in there a lot when I was closer to that area about 11 years ago. And it definitely had the basement.
Oh, not 11 years ago. What about farther back? That's too soon.
No, it is not.
Somebody find out about ago, that. I swear that basement is happened in the last 15, 20 years, that area.
Okay, that's not recently.
I'm just saying, I feel like I've been in that store where they had no basement that customers
could
go into.
That's probably very true, but to act like 15 years ago is recent just makes you old as dirt.
You know what I'm saying. I just haven't been there in a while. Like most people have not been inside a GameStop in a while. I did find that the Think Geek part was the best part of the store.
It is. It always is. Yes.
And we didn't buy anything. I told my friends we were doing some sightseeing stuff. I was like, oh, we got to go into this store because they're really having financial problems and we got to help them out. And they're like, all right. We went in there. You know, we were with kids, so of course they wanted to go in. But we didn't buy anything. Nobody bought anything.
Did you go to the new FAO Schwartz?
No, I didn't even know that was a thing.
There's a new FAO Schwartz.
Is it good? Or it's got to be lame, right? It's like
it's okay. It's impressive when you first walk in. It's not nearly as impressive as the original.
It's got to be. I bet you it's tiny compared to the original.
Does it have an Optimus Prime in it?
Like
a big one.
Like a big one that like a display thing.
Yeah, like a display thing.
It has something. It has a Transformer. It might be Optimus Prime, but I honestly don't.
The Best Buy Geek Squad guy that installed a TV for me this week installed that Optimus Prime in the FAA shorts.
Wow.
He showed me pictures of the install on his phone while he was installing my TV.
Excellent.
Did he do a good job installing the TV?
Yeah, he did a fantastic job.
I'm worried. Like, I want somebody to install a TV on my fireplace, but I'm worried that that's a hard thing to do.
It's a hard thing to do. That's why you want somebody to install it.
Right. But how do I know that guy who at Best Buy is good?
You don't. You're rolling the dice.
Right. I want Chipwreck's
guy. The Best Buy ones are usually pretty decent.
But if they break your TV, they won't take it back.
Okay. I'm more worried about the fireplace than the TV. Okay.
Just saying.
Right.
I've been reading horror stories lately of people getting TVs that have been broken from Best Buy.
That can't be. I mean, that's...
And then they don't take them back.
Well, I believe that. But as soon as you make a phone call to, you know, to the right people and, I don't know, complain somehow.
I don't know.
Something's going to happen.
Anyway,
I thought we ended the show already. We still talking?
We did. Oh, wait, I have to say something. And bread's done.
Ha 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 ha!